Well, we have a full day of events planned. At 7 o'clock, we have the honor flight breakfast, and that will actually be at the ballpark this year. We've moved it so it's outdoors, just for safety reasons. And that's sponsored by Big Gun Kettle Corn and the Ladonia Christian Church. Veterans do eat free. Non-veterans eat for $5, and donations, are always accepted beyond that. And all that money actually goes to the honor flight. At 8 o'clock, we will start the softball tournament, and that's hosted by myself. And I have Joe Long from here in Mexico helping me out with that. Great guy. And Derek Moss helped get some teams together for that. At 9 o'clock, there's a craft and vendor show hosted by Amber Snyder, and we have about 11 vendors. There's some crafts and some food vendors. We had a wonderful turnout for that this year. At 9 o'clock, we have the baby contest and Little Mr. and Miss contest. Again, that event is outside this year, and it'll be under the George Wrinkle Pavilion, and that's hosted by Lynn Flowers from Farber. We will have the corn trailer there, sponsored by Poet. John Hawkins from Perry, Missouri, is bringing his kiddie car rides, and those will be running all day, and he lets all the kids ride that all day long for free. Audrain County Shop with a Cop is hosting barrel train rides, and they're raising money for their event in December. Cody Burson from here in Mexico heads that up. 11 o'clock, the Ladonia Ladybugs are hosting the parade. The lineup starts at 9:30, and judging takes place at 10. At 12:30, the Yeehaw Line Dancers are going to be under the George Wrinkle Pavilion. At 1 o'clock, we have free kids games. We are not doing the three-legged race this year. I didn't feel comfortable tying kids together, but the rest of the events will happen, and I'll have hand sanitizer and everything over there for that so everyone can participate. And that's hosted by Ashley Arns, Elena Kniffel, and Gretchen Curtis. 1 o'clock, there's a horseshoe tournament, and it's held at the Wayne McGrew Horseshoe Pits. That's hosted by Angie Sparks and Tommy Fox from here in Mexico.
And Brady's one heck of a horseshoe thrower himself. I
Yes,
do
he
know
is.
that, right?
Yes, he is. At 1 o'clock, there's a washer tournament hosted by Leon Shaw, and he's from Vandalia, Missouri. 4 to 7, the Riverside Band sings under the George Wrinkle Pavilion. That's a group out of Vandalia as well. 7 to 8, there's a free kids book walk, and that's hosted by Ladonia Baptist Church, and Schoolastics in Jeff City donated all the books for that so we could give them out to all the kids. At 7:55, we will pick the team that deserves the George Wrinkle Sportsmanship Award. At 8 o'clock, we'll have the Hall of Fame Awards honoring Joe and Alma Joe Rimley and Jerry Johnson. At 8:55, we have a candy toss from the fire truck out on the ball field for the kids to collect candy. Singing our national anthem this year is Eva Eichel and Beth Hobbs Swaim, excuse me. And they are actually from Ladonia. They grew up around Ladonia. And then we will have our main event, Light Up Ladonia. Glenn Jensen, Matt Jensen, and Jerry Johnson have put on that show for years. We will be using our Cobra system, so they're choreographed to music again this year, which is wonderful. And we spent around $14,000 for the show this year, so we're really excited to see that come together.
Wow,
So.
that sounds like a very full day, a very full agenda of things going on. It sounds like it's going to be a great time. About how long do the does the fireworks display generally last, or does that kind of vary from year to year?
It'll just depend on the choreography. Probably about 20 to 30 minutes, I would say. Probably about 30.
And waiting for around dark, but you said, what, 9 o'clock, is that whenever the fireworks are
Yeah,
estimated?
it's estimated around that time, yes.
Gotcha.
I
So,
won't hold to the just 9 o'clock.
Well, no. I totally understand that. But you guys will have food at your event. You were telling me you have a new concession stand you're going to kind of break in this year, right?
Yes, we obtained a grant from the Ed French Foundation, and we built a brand new concession stand in memory of Mrs. Ruby Hamlet, that did a lot of things for Ladonia and actually Mexico and Audrain County altogether. So it's functional. We're not completely done, but it's looking great.
Well, that is exciting stuff. Now, I know you brought your daughter in along with us this morning, Evelyn over here. And Evelyn, are you going to be attending the event tomorrow and helping mom out?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Any special messages you want to give folks out there for this year?
I hope you've been doing it forever.
All right. Well, and I want to certainly thank you all for stopping by. I hope the event goes well. You say it starts tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Is that when the events kick off?
The event, yeah, actually starts tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. We had so many teams for the softball tournament that we're actually holding two games tonight. We're having a 7 o'clock game and an 8 o'clock game, and that's so we can stay on schedule with our other events.